Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Over the last several months, you would basically have to have lived under a rock to not know about the current debt situation unfolding in Europe, and in particular, the situation in Greece. However, what I've noticed is that through many media channels, the explanation of how the Eurozone is in tatters is normally long-winded and full of detailed, hard-to-understand financial mumbo-jumbo. So today, I would like to break this down for you and provide an easy-to-follow explanation of the European debt crisis at hand. So firstly, how did this whole Greek mess start? Well, to answer this question, we need to go back to the roots of the Eurozone, of which Greece is a member, and why such a group was created. The Eurozone is an amalgamation of 17 European Union member states that started in around 1999, and each has adopted the euro as their sole currency. Such countries include Germany, Greece, Portugal, etc. The overriding theme behind the creation of the Eurozone from an economic standpoint was to implement a single market that promoted the free circulation of goods, capital, including shares and property, people, and services within the EU. Importantly, the development of this single market was designed to promote price stability, transparency, and low interest rates. Monetary policy across each of the 17 member states is set by a single central bank, the European Central Bank, or ECB as it is more commonly called. It is with this ideal of a single market where the proverbial has hit the fan. You see, although in essence a singular market may on the outside seem simple and perhaps a natural course of action to promote stability, the 17 member states still run their own state-based fiscal policies, which obviously differ from other member states. Further, as you can imagine, most of these countries are very diverse economically, politically, and culturally. And for this reason alone, probably above anything else, is the reason why the Eurozone, to a large degree, has not really worked thus far. In order to have a monetary union, such as that desired by the member states, each economy must generally move in the same direction, at the same speed, and at the same time, or generally be flexible enough so that any difference can be quickly corrected. By running at different speeds and directions, as we have seen with the likes of Greece, monetary policy becomes inefficient to a large degree because there is only one central bank trying to set optimum policy for the whole union. If one change is made over here, it could dramatically affect another country over there. This brings us back to the problems in Greece. Although I don't like to pick on a single country, as a few within the zone, including Ireland, Portugal and Spain, are also in trouble, Greece is seen as the problem child due to its prolonged, overwhelming sovereign debt issues. The Greek economy was one of the fastest growing in the Eurozone from 2000 to 2007. During that period, it grew at an annual rate of 4.2% as foreign capital flooded the country. A strong economy allowed the government of Greece to run large deficits, or in other words, use economic growth to fund a giant credit card and take on large amounts of debt. However, rather than use such funds to actually ensure future economic growth stayed on course, the Greek government primarily used such funds to finance public sector jobs, pensions, and other social benefits. Since 1993, debt to GDP, gross domestic product, has remained above 100%. In comparison, Australia runs at about 20%. This spiralling pile of debt really came to a head when during the GFC, Greece was hit very hard. Both its biggest industries, tourism and shipping, were badly affected by the downturn, and total revenues from such industries declined by approximately 15%. So with huge amounts of debt and basically no way to pay it back due to a poor economic environment, Greece's debt was downgraded to junk status, making it even harder for the country to borrow money to try and work out its woes, given that downgraded debt equates to higher interest rates for loans. With a default on the cards, the IMF has entered the fray with a huge bailout fund for the Eurozone that is now likely to rise to 440 billion euros from 250 billion. This is, of course, if all member states agree on the package to once again pump more money into the system. So will it work? Can Germany and other stronger Eurozone members, joined with the IMF, save Greece from a default? There's an old saying that you cannot borrow your way out of debt. And I believe this rings true in this current situation. Although a Greek default, and perhaps a default from other weaker Eurozone nations, will not be pleasant, perhaps it's the cleansing that global markets need to start, the bullish turnaround. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.